I'm going to start with Bill.
Oh, okay. I'm Bill Davis. We've been living here in Sitka now for 5 years, and this is Nancy.
Hello. The trauma of the earthquake is something that we shared in 1964 at 5:36. Bill, where were we?
Well, we lived in East Anchorage at that time.
Oh, what do you remember about that first five and a half minutes?
As bookcase started to walk across the floor was when I decided it was time to get out.
I don't know who left first, but got outside and I kind of held on to the little green VW bug.
But what I remember most was the alders and the cottonwoods across the street. Wild swinging back and forth.
It was clear it was an earthquake.
There's no question.
But the seriousness of the earthquake did not register until later in the evening when I was in the car, 7 months pregnant, at the corner of 36th and Lake Otis while Bill was out with, did you have flashlights or flares?
I had a flashlight,
to direct
traffic. The standard stuff, set up a grid and chalked it off and sent people to it. There was nothing unusual about that. You're the one that had more fun, though.
Well, yes. It gave me an opportunity to gather an incredible amount of data with the villagers of Old Harbor and Kaguyak, who evacuated, actually, to Airport Heights School. I met them in Anchorage, and that's where I recorded the original stories. Small hill. So I was lugging around this big reel-to-reel tape recorder. I interviewed 16 of the 19 surviving adults between April 1st and April 10th of 1964.
The first and second waves, all the able-bodied men in the village and Phyllis.
It was American Good Friday, and they were just finishing this church that they had built with their own funds, about $1,600 with their own funds.
Into the village to retrieve as many goods as possible in preparation for the
sleeping
night.
Bags,
four holy pictures, diapers, shoes, boots, children's parkas. At one point, Victor, with the help of four young men, carried his 300-pound radio transmitter up the hill. Through this radio, contact was established and maintained with crab boats in the open water beyond Kaguyak Bay.
They were able to establish right away who was lost and who was there.
Nancy was the only one who did any kind of systematic research with the small villages after the earthquake, and particularly the follow-up stuff.
Well, the next year, I went to Okyok, and I found the Kaguyak people were there, and there, I think about five houses had been built by the BIA. I think it was difficult politically for the lay leadership in the church. But, those are things that would come whenever, and this is often the case, is people just assume you put villages together and it will merge without realizing the cultural richness of each separate village. I think they still mourn Kaguyak,
but it would have been harder to go back when the church was not there.
When did I not think about disasters? There continue to be disasters, one after another. Haiti,
yes,
Sumatra.
It's embedded in my brain, I guess.
Whenever there's a disaster, I think, oh my, there'll be a convergence. The disaster syndrome will kick in again. There'll be a convergence. There'll be outside people trying to tell local people, local survivors, how they should do things. And there'll be levels in... there'll be people and goods and money and chaos.